Brad Nichols.
All right, Fall of Kabul. We're talking about Fall of Kabul. Kabul fell down to the Taliban. 2021 edition. Ugh. This was failure upon failure upon failure. Just complete failures all around. Just stacking them up. Chaos. The equipping of the fucking Taliban. The Taliban may now be the second greatest military in the world. And just the 20-year war shouldn't have happened to begin with. I want to talk about three things here, okay? I want to talk about the chaos of the fall of Kabul. I want to talk about the equipping of the Taliban. The Taliban is now top five militaries in the world, probably. And I also want to talk about the 20-year war overall, and how it fucking should never have happened. What a waste. What a waste of... We'll get into it. Let's get into it. Let's play some... Let's play some jingly jingles, some sweet, positive, uplifting, jangly music to just get us in the, just clear our minds, yeah? Let's cleanse ourselves before we jump into this mud. And it's deep, deep, deep mud. Let's talk about the chaos of the end of this long saga of the US and the UK and European countries and different Western countries around the world being in Afghanistan. Let's talk about how it all ended. And it all ended with chaos. It ended with people falling off military planes, transport aircraft, falling to their fucking deaths, clinging to an aircraft. How fucking desperate do you have to be? Dumb or desperate? Maybe both. But come on, you can't be that dumb. You can't be that dumb to think that that's going to work out. You know, you got to be desperate. Just like, hey, yeah, commit suicide this way as a fucking statement of, yeah, I'd rather die this way and get a couple hundred feet maybe away from Kabul than be stuck here with the Taliban. Or maybe they were just dumb, you know? Maybe it is possible to be that just dumb to do that. But what chaos this situation has been. Then there was a fucking bombing. There was a suicide bombing. Usually I like to talk about, you know, things when they've passed, You know, usually I like to talk about things when kind of it's not an ongoing situation. It's not the heat of it, because things always change and they change rapidly. And especially something like this, it's going to keep changing and changing and changing. And all things change, and whatever I talk about is just a snapshot. But with something like this, like, there could be another terrorist attack today. There could be something else that happens. The US could go straight back in for some reason. It's a fluid fucking situation. But I've decided to talk about it now, because I've been watching this, and it's just been, I've just had a lot of things to say about it that I wanted to get out. So that's why I'm making this now. But who knows? Who knows how many more terrorist explosions there are going to be? And there was one. And it was a big one. And there are places online that you can go and you can find videos that the media isn't going to show. They're not even showing the kind of actual explosion or the aftermath and the dead bodies, like, blurred out or anything. They're just, like, at least the last time I looked earlier today, they're just showing, like, some smoke. Just, oh yeah, there was a terrorist attack and there's some smoke. There you go. But of course, I went on the special websites for the special people. And I mean, I saw the actual bombing. This bombing that was apparently committed by ISIS-K, which sounds like an awful serial. And I saw the explosion, and the explosion was fucking mental. It's not like a little, like, boom. No, it is, like, at least fucking 7-8 stories high. Like, picture a 7-8 story building, and maybe even 10 story. It was big. And girthy as well. It was a girthy explosion. Very wide. Massive. Big old fireball. And real orange. Real nice colours. Real red and orange. And yellows. I like the dancing of the colours. it's just a huge explosion. And then I also saw the videos of all the dead people. And there were a lot of dead people. And for some reason, they were all kind of in this, it looked like a river, like a very shallow river. They were all just dead bodies in there. And there were other ones, like, on the street or something, on concrete, just all over each other. And then there's some people who are kind of really badly injured, who are calling for help. It's very, very graphic videos, but they show the truth. They're truthful videos. And I think the media should show them, you know, show the reality of it, show what's the chaos that is actually happening. And this explosion is just, this terrorist attack is like the fucking icing on a really vile cake of vomit and blood and just nails, dirty nails, syphilis, probably got a lot of COVID-19 and AIDS, super AIDS in there as well in that cake, just death itself in that cake. Complete chaos, complete just, if you're gonna pull out of a country, and the media has been going after Biden because, of course, the media paid off by the, you know, special interests and the corporations and the defense contractors, and yeah, we all want more war, and the media's hitting Biden for this. But I'm not hitting Biden for, in the same way most of the rest of the media is doing it. I'm hitting him because of how incompetent the whole thing has been. The media is kind of, yeah, they're using that, but they have this ulterior motive, and you can tell it seeps through of like, yeah, we're going to blame him for the chaos, but actually we have this other fucking angle, and we're only hitting him with this because we want to fucking stay there, and we wanted to stay there, and now we're punishing him. I don't care about this. About fucking staying there. Shouldn't have been there in the first place. All right? It was a stupid, dumb fuck war. It was fucking retarded, that war. And we'll get into that. But in terms of the chaos at the airport in Kabul, it's Biden's fault that he didn't plan or get other people to plan a better evacuation. I mean, he was being told that, oh, they won't overrun, the Taliban won't overrun the country and take Kabul. It will take months, maybe more than a year, but it won't be over a weekend. It won't be in a few days. And Biden even said something like that, as did Antony Blinken, Secretary of State. You know, they're all thinking in this la-la land of, oh, it will be fine. We've got all these Afghan soldiers that we've equipped. They'll surely defend the country. And I fucking knew. Like, I literally said it out loud to myself when this was kind of announced. And it was, and once the Taliban, you know, started taking the provincial, that's a word, a fucked up word, that is provincial, you know what I mean, the capital cities of the provinces, all right? Once the Taliban started taking them and other strategic points, the media kept saying like, oh, this expert over here says that it could be in months. The Taliban could take over in months. And I was saying, like, it's going to happen in a few days. Wake the fuck up. And once they had most of them, the media was still saying, like, oh, they could take Kabul in a few weeks. Only a few weeks. And I said out loud, saying a lot of things out loud, but I said it out loud. I said, it's going to be tomorrow. Wake the fuck up, bitch. It's going to be tomorrow. By lunchtime, I'm going to be eating a sandwich and I'm going to be watching the Talibanis run roughshod across Kabul. It will be their capital. And then what happens? The next day, the fake fucking president of Afghanistan runs away. All of the military has collapsed. And it's Talibanistan now. Welcome to the Taliban lands. And that's what happened. Welcome to the fucking Emirate, bitch. And Biden, he's been in Washington, D.C., and he's been through, you know, different situations, different foreign policy situations, in different capacities, different positions throughout his career. He should have fucking known what could have happened. And even if it was unlikely, even if they thought, it probably won't happen, that should be the plan you have. And you should execute everything based on that worst case scenario plan. If you're getting out, then get everything out. Okay, get all of the soft targets out first. Don't keep the soft targets in there. If you're getting out, then get everything out that you need to get out that is soft. Get all of the soft targets out first. And leave the hard targets, leave the strength, leave the muscle, leave the military in there. And they're the ones that go last. But instead, there was a situation where they were pulling the military out, And then, you know, the whole country falls, Kabul falls, and then they all have to rush around and put the military back in to secure the airport. And it's fucking chaos. This could have been done orderly. It could have been done in a way in which all of those civilians, you need to get out, all of the interpreters, the Afghan people who helped you, help the country, your allies, and get them out and get your citizens out, get civilians out, then pull the military out. That's what you fucking do. And Biden should have looked at the plan that was presented. Who the fuck are these people who were, who made that plan, by the way? Who in the fucking Department of Defense made that fucking plan? They should be fired. But it's ultimately not their, it's not, it is their responsibility, but not their, it's their, the ultimate responsibility is not with them. The ultimate responsibility is with the Commander-in-Chief, with the President of the United States. And Biden failed completely on that. He let it all slip. And I don't know why. Maybe it's because he is just mentally at the end. Or maybe he's just a terrible decision maker and not a great strategist anyway. And he just thought, just fucking pull him out. Just pull him out, pull him out, pull him out. I don't care how. Just get him out. But yeah, so, and that that's what led to the chaos, the main thing. Like, there could be a campaign of people in the military who were trying to sabotage you. Could be intelligence, could be different things that are trying, different organizations, different people that are trying to sabotage you and your plan to withdraw. You have to see through that. And you have to make sure that the plan in place is one in which a situation like this cannot happen. You cannot allow this kind of situation to happen. And the easiest way to do that is to plan ahead and get it all done. Get everything done correctly. Get the soft targets out. Leave the military in and then leave the, and then get the military to leave. That's how you do it. Fucking hell, I have to explain to this child. I have to explain to this fucking child how to run a country. How to run the free world. Fucking wake up. Do things properly. Comma. Please. And if you plan it properly, it prevents the chaos, okay? If you have everything in place, if you do things according to the plan, a great plan, then the chaos that happened, it would be prevented, and you get a real great victory from it. All right, sip some water. Getting angry on this one. Feeling angry. Fucking angry. Because of the incompetence. And because of just the poor planning and the poor executive decisions. That's why I'm getting angry, you know. Okay, let's talk about the thing that I think is the funniest thing. Just, if I said the chaos was bad in the airport, yeah, it was bad. It doesn't compare to the absolute stupidity of giving the Afghan military that aren't even a military, that are just a bunch of people that you threw uniforms on who obviously aren't going to fight and obviously don't want to be there. I mean, it was fucking obvious many, many years ago that you're not going to create a fucking military that can take on the Taliban, because they don't give a fuck. And that's been obvious for a long time. They don't give a fuck about creating some kind of democratic Western style country. All right? They don't give a fuck. They're not going to sacrifice their lives for that. Okay? They're just doing it for the money, for the food, for the resources, and probably, look, how many of those fucking soldiers are actually Taliban? And they're just like, oh, the Taliban probably thought, wait, oh, the US military is funding an Afghan military, and they give them all this equipment. Why don't we just send a bunch of our fighters or recruit a bunch of people and send them to become soldiers of the Afghan military? And then after we win, you know, we'll have all these well-trained, well-equipped fighters ready to go instantly. I mean, that could have happened. That could be a possibility. Like, the US could have been not only given them equipment, but they could have been training a big swath of the Taliban. And even if that wasn't the case, then a lot of those soldiers, if they're not killed, will be recruited, because they don't give a fuck, do they? Taliban or not? It's like, okay, give me money, give me some food. Let's go. Give me a gun. Give me some new night vision goggles. Give me a fucking Black Hawk helicopter. I'll learn how to fly it. Give me a fucking tank. I mean, the US, and I mean, maybe other countries as well, but mainly the US, has failed in so many ways here. But the main, I don't even know if it's the main, I say things like that, but I just, this one here, this thing about now the Taliban has all the fucking equipment of that Afghan national military that the US was so riding their hopes on, that fell apart instantly, but they still gave them all this equipment. The Taliban having all of that equipment is just hilarious. And, like, in the history of war, this is one thing that's going to be, it's going to be remembered, I think. Out of all this, like, the fact the Taliban just took over the country so fast, that will be, I think, remembered and studied. But, I mean, well, maybe not, because they didn't even really have a fucking enemy in the end, did they? But the thing that I think will really have the biggest impact and will actually be studied, like, is how hilarious the whole situation is, that one side gave the other side, their enemy, basically all of this very advanced equipment that they would never have gotten any other way. You know? They just funded the Taliban, their enemy, the US did, in such a way that now the Taliban are, and going forward, they're going to be one of the best equipped militaries on the planet. And that's not even an exaggeration. They have all of the equipment the US gave to the Afghan military. And if this whole thing is true, that they really were, like, riding all their hopes on those hundreds of thousands of soldiers, like, the United States really did equip them well and trained them well and all this stuff, then it's just amazing. It's amazing, like, the next few decades going forward, what is going to happen. And there's going to be a lot of terrorism, terrorist groups in that area. And it will come back to hit the West in the asshole really hard, with a really pointy shoe, this whole situation. I mean, I've seen video. I'm not sure if these videos are real, but I have seen videos of the Taliban. Well, I've seen them. I just don't know if they're staged, and it's a lie or something. But I mean, I've seen Taliban people who are apparently the Taliban walking around with like just full kit American fucking uniforms and all of the equipment that a US soldier usually carries, with these, you know, the most advanced guns the US has, fucking night vision goggles. And they got like the fucking, they got all the US vehicles behind them, all around the place. And down the street, they got fucking Black Hawks and a bunch of Russian helicopters, apparently, that the US bought for the Afghan military. I read that. I read that the US bought all of these Russian-made helicopters. The stupidity. Like, oh. Like, these people don't play chess, do they? No, they don't. Just can't even, like, I don't even think they think one move ahead. Definitely not two. Or three or four. Like, and that's like the bare minimum. You'd expect that from a 12-year-old who's thinking about kind of maybe, oh, one day I want to be chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Yeah. I know all these things about the military, and I love the military. I'm going to be a strategic military genius. Fucking hell. All these people should just be fired. Why hasn't Biden fired anyone? That's the fucking first thing I would do. Maybe it's because, as I said, he should fire himself. He should resign. Because, yes, the military fucked it up. The strategic minds of the military presented you with a plan that was a fucking dumb plan. But you accepted it. And maybe, who knows, the military might have had another plan. They might have had the kind of withdrawal that I said should have happened, and Biden changed it. I don't know. But what an embarrassment. What a fucking embarrassment. And it's just one of the most hilarious things. Just the Taliban has all of those weapons, all of that military equipment now. The United States and just Western countries have fucked this up so very badly. All right, let's take another sip of water. All right, let's talk about the fact that this war should never have happened. Okay, let's go through this quickly. Here's what should have happened in 2001, after the September 11th, 2001 attacks. After that happened, you know it's Bin Laden. This is what you do. All right, you send in the special forces. You send in the tip of the spear. All right, you send them over there, you find Osama bin Laden, you kill him, which they could have done. They could have killed him, all right? They fucking let him go. They let him fucking go. Let him get out of there, I believe. And the reason why, and there's a lot of evidence to support that case, that the US military, they had him, could have killed him, let him go. Because if you kill bin Laden straight away, then, well, you can't really have a massive war afterwards. because you've already basically won the war. So drag it out. Look, I think they had Osama bin Laden for fucking years. I think they already captured him. That's what I think happened. And then I think one day Obama just sent those fucking soldiers in to kill him because they were like, he was fucking a very egotistical person and he just wanted the win. But George Bush just wanted the war going. And then Obama came along. He learned that, oh, we've already got him and he's in Pakistan, in one of our, you know, secret prisons. Interesting. Let's kill him. I want to be able to say I killed Osama bin Laden. I'll find other reasons why the war has to continue. But let's get him. So that's what I think happened. I think they already had him. And even if they didn't, they could have definitely killed him. That's very true. That's fucking fact. That they could have killed bin Laden very early on. Could have got him, and they didn't. They didn't. They let him run away. Or they captured him and stuck him in the prison. Because they just wanted, George Bush and his friends just wanted a nice long war in Afghanistan. That's what they wanted. And that's what they got. But the end result of that is, you know, this disaster. They should have gone in. They should have done the dirty business. Should have killed a bunch of fuckers. Got the terrorists. And then left. That's what you'd do. Instead, you waste all this money, all this blood. And you strengthen your enemy. That's the end result. Is that not only do you lose a war, but you make your enemy so much stronger. Stronger than they would have ever have been if you never fought them in the first place. It ended in chaos. The Taliban has been strengthened. And the war should never have happened in the first place. Let's just end it there.